The Dean Martin Celebrity Roast, coming to you from the MGM Grand Hotel in the entertainment capital of the world, Las Vegas, Nevada. The glittering city of excitement and laughter provides the scintillating backdrop for tonight's star-studded roast. Ladies and gentlemen, from the celebrity room of the Grand Hotel, Dean Martin honors our woman of the hour, Lucille Ball, with tonight's guests, Jack Benny, Dan Rowan, Don Rickles, Bob Hope, Ginger Rogers, Dick Martin, Toadie Fields, Milton Berle, Henry Fonda, Nipsey Russell, Vivian Vance, Rich Little, Foster Brooks, Phyllis Diller, Gail Gordon, and your roastmaster, Dean Martin. And tonight's very special woman of the hour, Lucille Ball.
Lucy, this room isn't big enough to hold all your friends, so we invited your enemies. There isn't anything this woman can't do. She can sing, she can dance, she can get laughs, especially with her singing and dancing. Well, on Broadway, it was Samuel Goldwyn who saw her dancing in the chorus. Mr. Goldwyn couldn't take his eyes off Lucy. She had something no other girl in the chorus had: torn underwear. Short time after that, Lucy arrived in Hollywood. What guts she had. Her first words were, "Joan Crawford, move over." And lucky Joan did, because Lucy was driving a cab at the time. It was while Lucy was under contract to RKO that she met a young Cuban bandleader, Desi Arnaz. He soon fell in love with Lucille's style of physical comedy. But enough of your wedding night. It was that night Lucy realized she and Desi had a lot in common. He, too, had torn underwear. Do you realize while Lucy was with Desi, she took 750 pies in the face, got 385 doors slammed on her nose, and was thrown out of a window 68 times, and that was just in divorce court. After that, Lucy went back to New York to star in the show called Wildcat. While she was there, she met her present husband, Gary Morton. It was Gary who brought something new into Lucille's life: boredom. It isn't commonly known, but last week, the tapes of all the Lucy television shows were submitted to the Library of Congress. And after they were reviewed, I'm happy to say President Ford granted Lucy a full pardon. Lucy, what can I say? This night is yours. Why should I take the rap for it? Miss Phyllis Diller.
Well, I couldn't wait to get here because Lucy is my kind of a girl. We're both cut from the same mold. It's just that I'm moldier. Lucy had some career. When Lucy was making pictures at MGM, every time a big part came up, they'd say, Louis B. Mayer would say this. He said, "Let's get that good-looking redhead." And they did. Van Johnson. When I first came to Hollywood, I could have had big parts too, but I was allergic to silicone. My bra was so small, it had to be put on by a jeweler. course, now I wear a padded bra. It's got so much rubber in it, last night I threw it on the dresser and it bounced out the window. But Lucy's got her problems, too. Now, I happen to know that she wants to dye her hair back to its original color, but she can't remember it. I have tried to look like Lucy. I even use the same beauty cream Lucy uses, but nothing works. You know that ugly skin on your elbows? My whole body looks like that.
Ladies and gentlemen, the team that made Laughing what it is today, a canceled television show. Dan Roan and Dick Quicken.
All right, now we're here to honor this great lady, Lucille Ball.
Lukey.
And you know, it's customary on the Dean Martin roast, we've done some of them, you know, it's customary to say nasty things about the guest of honor.
I don't think we should do that.
I don't either. I couldn't agree with you more. I think we ought to tell these people some of the great things that Lucy's done.
That shouldn't take too long.
All right. Lucy is very well known for her extraordinary show business acumen.
Yes.
You know that. But what isn't so well known is that her advice has helped a great many people in this business.
That's true. I happen to know that just a few months ago, out of the goodness of her heart, she picked up a phone and called Frank Sinatra.
You're kidding.
She did. She said, Frank, you've been working too hard. Why don't you get out of the limelight? Take a little rest. Go to Australia. They'll love you. This young man on your right.
Who's
for
that?
Dean Martin.
Oh, I thought you
it was 10 years ago that Dean was starting his own television show.
Just
right here on NBC.
You sure 10 years ago?
Two, that's when it was. At the same time, he was making Matt Hell movies. He made Airport. He made a lot of albums, records. He was appearing in appearances.
How did she help him?
Well, he is having, with all this pressure and everything, he was having trouble getting to sleep.
No kidding.
And Lucy gave him the advice that helped him.
She
said, Dean, just before you go to bed, if you want to get a good night's sleep, take a little drink.
She told him.
She told him that. Force yourself. Just force yourself to take a little drink.
Well, seems to have worked pretty well.
Yeah, he hasn't been to bed in 10 years.
Bring out someone
right.
Who knew Lucy back in her early days in Hollywood. Lucy's former roommate and once a starlet in her own right, the tantalizing, seductive Gladys Ormsby.
Secrets. You see that nice, fresh look she always had over the years? Do you think that's natural? Bourgeois! She sleeps with a baggie on her head! Then when we were struggling actresses, Lucy used to steal all the jobs from me. She did. We're obviously the same type. She even stole I Love Lucy. That show was supposed to be called I Love Gladys. I even had a Cuban boyfriend. You remember? Bebe Rebozo. Everybody thinks that she did nothing but clean mean and wholesome pictures. Horse feathers. I knew her when she did X-rated movies under her real name, Lucy Lovelace. She even got me into them, too. I was the one with the mask and the black socks.
Much for the glamour on the show. That was Ruth Buzzy, ladies and gentlemen. Ruth. And now, here's the best Goodwill ambassador comedy ever had, Mr. Bob Hope.
Isn't this fun, Dean? We're going to tell you all about it later. Waiter, bring him a double scotch and a blanket. When Dean gets up in the morning, every distillery stock on the board goes up 3 points. I can't tell you how nice it is to be part of this tribute to Lucille Ball. This year's Joanne Worley. My goodness, what a run you've had on television. And your reruns are on 5 times a day. You get more exposure than Telly Savalas' head. Well, I know you're on Channel 7, 9, 11, 13, and this morning she came in on my electric toothbrush. But I must say, no TV series ever got higher ratings than I Love Lucy. Every show that was on opposite you, you knocked off the air. Such shows as Rosie Greer at SeaWorld. Charo sings Cole Porter. Live from the House of Pies. You know, Lucy and I made some pictures together. And sometimes I watch our old movies on The Late Show. And tears come to my eyes. Because everyone else is watching Johnny Carson. Well, I guess we just about covered everything tonight, but then again, Tody Fields did that when she sat down. But actually, I'm very happy for Lucy's success. She's quite a woman. She saved all her money. Who knows? It may be valuable again someday. You know, after a show there like this, there's usually a big letdown. Luckily, ours came during the show. Stay awake, Dean. I want you to hear the rest of this. He's so loaded, he's smoking his swizzle stick. But you know, Lucy's always doing nice things, even though she isn't with Desi anymore. She got him a job as dialogue coach on Chico and the Man. And she still keeps up the payments on his bongos. Actually, I'd like to stay out here a little longer, but I know Lucy has to get up early tomorrow morning. Earl Shives doing her hair. Good night, Lucy. I love you. Thank you.
Lucy, a lot of your friends and admirers couldn't be here tonight, so they sent some wires or telegrams, and I'll go and read them. Oh, there's Lucy. Here's one from overseas. We just started getting your old I Love Lucy reruns. Love you, but have trouble understanding Desi. Signed, Fidel Castro.
Oh,
oh dear. From the League of Women Voters, Dear Miss Ball, please consider running for president in 76. If you won, at least we'd know the kind of a clown we'd be getting. Milton Berle recently authored a new book. It's called Milton Berle, An Autobiography. I must say I read his book from cover to cover. Luckily, I didn't read what's inside. Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Television, Milton Berle.
Thank you. I'm very, very happy to be here tonight to show my love and affection for Lucy. Who knows, the broad might get hot again. This woman, Lucille Ball, has emerged as the sex symbol for men who no longer care. Today, Lucy may have her millions, but her rise to fame was an uphill battle. I know this. When Lucy was just an innocent kid of 19, she always had that frightened look of a new girl at a Sinatra party. Did you know that Lucille Ball used to travel with the Kay Kaiser band? She wasn't a singer, she just liked to travel with the band. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, Lucille Ball has worked hard to get where she is today. She was a chorus girl in a nightclub, Hollywood Boulevard, I think it was the Trocadero, where every night Lucy did the Dance of the Virgins, which she performed from memory. Lucy, God bless you. Thank you very much.
Now I'd like you to meet Lucille Ball's husband, comedian Gary Morton. Gary and Lucy first met 13 years ago, and this is their second meeting. Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Gary Morton.
I'm in a very delicate position this evening, having to roast my own wife. I can just picture her tonight setting the electric blanket on headache. I'll tell you, Lucy and I fight, but we never go to sleep mad. Of course, one year we were up for 3 months. I do two things to keep her happy. First, I let her think she's having her own way. Then I let her have it.
When I heard that Gail Gordon was going to be on the show, I kind of choked up. You see, I used to go with a girl named Gail Gordon. And, honey, if you're the same one, you really let yourself go pretty good. Ladies and gentlemen, a real groovy chick, Mr. Gail Gordon.
Your information, Mr. Martin, I am not the same Gail. And get your hand off my knee. I love Lucy Poppycock. How can you love a woman who began each TV season by making the whole cast bow their heads and pray that Carol Burnett turned gray? Mrs. Morton, Vivian Vance is funnier than you are.
The wonderful and talented Miss Toadie Field.
Uh-huh.
remember me, but I was your first wife. They talk about you drinking. You drink so damn much that this guy, I want you to know, he quit AA and joined AAA so they could tow him away from the bar. I don't know why I'm here. They called me up and said, Tony, we need a pretty face. Look at Diller. I want you to look at Diller over there. Look at the hair. Do you believe it? She looks like her head fell in the cheese dip. Stop touching me. Animal! Get a seat tonight in my dressing room before the show. Banging on my door, banging on my door. I had to let him out. Guy I know takes vitamin E and Somanex so he can sleep through his orgies. I want to tell you something. Between him and Sinatra, they're going to drive me out of my mind. You know, you don't know this, do you? That Frank is just dying to get me to Palm Springs. Do you know he called me tonight and offered to send his private blimp. It's a funny thing. All these years, I thought Lucy was such a swinger. When I first met Lucy, she called me up. Tony, come on over. We're going to have a pot party. You know how excited I got? I'd never been to one of those things. I went over. She was selling Tupperware. Lucy, darling.
Yes?
You have been a big star for many, many years. And it must kill you to see a young kid like me stepping into your shoes.
Ladies and gentlemen, the human Xerox machine, Mr. Rich Little.
Don't tell me Carol Channing isn't here tonight.
Holding a dinner for Lucy. Oh, is the poor thing broke already? I knew it was just a matter of time. But tell Lucy not to worry. I'll be there in spirit, and I pledge $5.
Where's Paul Lynn tonight? Hi, Richie. What's that? They're roasting Lucy. Oh, gosh. I'd like to come and baste her. And where's Nelson Rockefeller?
Well, I think it's a wonderful thing that they're honoring Lucille Ball. Hers is a great American success story. She made it to the top through ambition, drive, perseverance, and sacrifice. I did it the hard way. I was nice to my father.
The final insult was that Johnny Carson couldn't make it tonight. Or maybe he has. Here's Johnny!
Ah, no.
Lucy is adorable, she's beautiful, she's wonderful, and she's fabulous. And I only wish her name was Joanna, then I would have married her. Thank you very much.
Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Henry Fonda.
I know the idea of these roasts is to get up here and insult the guests of honor with a lot of lies, but if you don't mind, I'd like to be a little different. I'd like to tell a true story about Miss Ball. It's insulting, but it's a true story. About 100 years ago, I was... I was sharing bachelor quarters with Jimmy Stewart. And Jimmy was dating Ginger Rogers, and I was insanely jealous because I was secretly in love with Ginger myself. And one night, Jimmy asked me if I'd like to double date with a friend of Ginger's, a young actress under contract to RKO named Lucille Ball. She was going nowhere. Well, we went dancing. And actually, Miss Ball and I were having a great time together. She was a lot of fun, full of laughs, and who knows what might have developed. But you may notice that I'm the only one on the podium that calls her Miss Ball. I know was intimate enough to call her Lucy. That's the point of the story. I made a terrible mistake. Both girls look ravishingly lovely in the soft lights, and we danced till dawn. But when we came out into the harsh glare of the daylight, the girl's makeup looked about an inch thick, and it was, well, what it was ugly. It's simply untrue what Miss Ball has been telling people all these years, that I went to the gutter and retched. I was just coughing a lot. I'd like to take this opportunity after all these years, because it was a very ungentlemanly thing, to apologize. Miss Ball, Lucy, I love you.
Ladies and gentlemen, the best thing that ever happened to Fred Astaire, Miss Ginger Rogers.
Longer than anyone here. I think it's safe to say that. What isn't so safe to say is how I feel about her. I was there the night she met Desi. Lucy and I were dining at a posh Hollywood restaurant when a good-looking, dark-haired young man dressed in a white cutaway and a black bow tie walked over to her and said, "You finished your salad, lady." Lucy and I have been friends for many years, and although I know it's not very original, I must say, I love Lucy.
Poor Lucy left her hometown to seek fame and stardom. She promised her high school beau that she'd return someday and marry him. And so here, all the way from Jamestown, New York,
meet the man who's been Lucy's fiancé since 1933, Mr. Foster Brooks.
Lucy? I bet you didn't expect to see me here tonight, did you, Big Red?
It's been 41 years, but she still looks the same except for the hair. She wasn't a redhead then. She was bald. Hello, Lucille Ball. We met at Jamestown High School, and I was the captain of the football team. And I'll never forget the first time I scored.
Touchdown!
You remember, Lucy, you shook your pom-poms at me? And she wasn't even a cheerleader. Right from the beginning, Lassie, or Lucy... Lucy and I were drawn to each other physically. We like two moths to a sock. I was a lusty larva, and she had a cute cocoon. No offense to the colored man on the day. Yet, strong as our passions were, Fire Follicles and I were never caught doing anything illicit, immoral, or unsavory. We did them all, but we never were caught at it. But I've been very faithful to you. How about you, Luce? That's what the football team used to call her. I still have the hots for you, cherry head. Say yes to my offer, and I will deliver unto thee an eternal bliss. You say no, and I'll just fiddle with you on weekends.
Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Nipsey Russell.
Those who think of women as the weaker sex just can't see the trees for the woods, because no matter how loudly a rooster may crow, it's the hen who delivers the goods. And our illustrious guest of honor does deliver. Lucy, because she is a liberal. She was the first white woman in television to be hit in the face with a chocolate pie. You can see that some of her sisters have come here today. Toti Fields, Ruth Buzzi, Phyllis Diller. They had a beauty contest and nobody won. She jumps on poor Gary the minute he comes into the house. Why do you come in here half drunk? He said, 'cause I ran out of money. There, I tried to throw a little laughter in. I said, you're jealous, Lucy, because Gary is chasing women. She said, let him chase women. You see dogs chasing cars, but they can't drive. I will forego the proclivity of others on the desk to mention...
Wait a minute, proclivity?
The proclivity to mention Frank Sinatra, Sonny Bono, and Dean Martin. I don't joke about Italians. No, sir, we Sicilians gotta stick together. So, I'll confine my remarks to Lucille. When I was coming over here, I was thinking how much it would mean if I could work with her. I suggested we do a remake of Guess Who's Coming to Dinner. She said, we will. We'll call it Guess Who Ain't Gonna Get Served. Organization said, you're going to that thing? What are you going to that thing for? They said, by the way, if you're going, remember, in all her years on television, Lucille Ball never used a black performer. And we want her to know from the bottom of our hearts, we appreciate it. We had enough trouble.
It's always a pleasure having Jack Benny with us. He almost didn't make it. The police broke into his dressing room and caught him sniffing prunes. Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Jack Benny.
I'm glad that it isn't always a black tie event, you know, but I'm glad this is a black tie affair because it lends dignity to the evening. And for your information, to get a tuxedo pressed, it's no longer $2. Of course, I get a refund when I return the wire hanger. Anyway, I enjoyed my trip to Las Vegas. Fortunately, I ran into Fred McMurray, and he got me a good seat on the bus. And sitting alongside me was a beautiful 25-year-old girl with a 6-month-old baby. And every time she fed that baby, I just couldn't take my eyes off of her. I'd like to borrow that kid to siphon gasoline. He drained that bottle in 10 seconds flat. Anyway, I must say, with all respect to Lucy, I can see where all her exposure on TV might upset some comedians, might make them jealous. But personally, I don't give a damn. I couldn't care if she's on 50 times a day. If she wants the public to get sick of her, that's her problem.
Ladies and gentlemen, the lady who was Lucy's co-star and constant companion for over 10 years on television, the very talented Miss Vivian Banks.
You probably don't remember me. But we go back a long way. Actually, I've known Lucille Ball, man and boy, for over 20 years. And during that time, I consider the years I spent on I Love Lucy
to be perhaps the biggest ripoff of my career. I remember when she was head of Desilu Productions, she had a sign on her desk that said, "The buck stops here." I didn't realize at the time that she meant it literally. Lucy was always very friendly with everybody on the show. She called them all by their first names, no matter how insignificant she considered them to be. It was always, "How you doing, Harry? How's the family, Pete? Hurry up with that coffee, Desi."
Ladies and gentlemen, the beast of Beverly Hills, Mr. Don Rickles.
What a night. Who are we honoring? And I'm just delighted. I must say, pardon me, I'm just delighted. Because I always wanted to meet Henry Fonda. Henry Fonda. You and Jesse in the barn with Frank, the whole thing. With Jackie Cooper, you were so good, Henry. God bless you. Now it's time to quit. Anyway, folks, I would like to say...
Pardon me.
This is one of the greatest nights of my career. This wonderful packed night, really, to honor Lucille Ball, a great lady, a woman that I worked with on our television show, bless her heart, and she was the one that said to me, "Kid, come here." Jack Benny is over on the end. He didn't want to go for the table. Jack didn't want to take care of anybody. Bob Hope, as you all know, he's in the back, standing there with three soldiers and an American flag saying, "Find another war." I must be honest. I never liked Lucille Ball. I never did. Be honest about it. All these guys come up, Lucy, darling, Henry Fonda, Jesse, but you're my idol, Henry. Henry, are you up? No, anyway. You are as beautiful as ever. My wife said to me last night, as we laid in bed, she said, "Is Lucy young?" And I said, "Baby, young is not the point. It's what's in your heart, right, Lucy? Lucy, put her in a home." Look at this. The husband went, "Yeah." Now. I kid. Gary, we've known each other many, many years. And you always said to me, "Be kind to Lucy." I say this to my heart. Shut up. I hate when a spade butts in. Now.
You say spade one more time and there'll be troops in front of your door tomorrow.
They can't do nothing because I tap dance. We laugh about people. Phyllis Diller, you're a dear friend. And I must tell you, God bless you. God has given you the way you look. Do not be ashamed of it. When you were born, you probably hit the wall. Ruth Buzzy.
You made me out of this.
Funny part of it is I find her attractive. No, no, not that. Not that
attractive. Funniest two words I know, Lucille Ball.
Thank you. This has really been something. You know, some performers can go through their entire career and never, never have a night like this. Those are the lucky ones. Of course, I love seeing some of my television family here tonight, like Vivian Vance. She started on the original Lucy shows 23 years ago. And you know, Vivian gave up a lot to do my show. Her weekly unemployment checks. And my darling, adorable Gail Gordon. I love him. What a great performer and humanitarian. Every year, Gail donates money to the Screen Actors Home. But he always insists on remaining anonymous. So he doesn't sign his name to the check. Of course, I'm not only glad, I'm overwhelmed that Henry Fonda came here tonight. We're great friends, I'm happy to say. We've done two pictures together, and whenever Hank was around, the set always came to life. I wish I could say the same for Hank. And Phyllis, darling, although we've never been close, after tonight, I'm sure we never will be. Really, Phyllis, the years have been kind to you. It's the weeks in between you louse yourself up. Milton, darling, it's always good to see you. You know, Milton Berle is an inspiration to all the kids of America. They figure if he can make it, anybody can. Oh, Milton, I kid you, really. But you've really given us a lot of pleasure at our house. You never come over anymore. Of course, what can anyone say about Jack Benny? You know, every time Jack did my show, he brought sandwiches, donuts, coffee, milk, pie, and in less than an hour, he was sold out. And Tony, baby, what a doll. Before the show, she told me she was on the Stillman diet. You look like you swallowed Stillman. My adorable husband, Gary. We've been together 13 years, and we've always maintained an honest, open relationship, as he told you. Like, if I don't like something Gary's doing, I let him know. But tonight, the audience beat me to it. You know, during my lifetime, I've had audiences with the Pope. I've dined with presidents. Once I was an overnight guest with the Trumans when they were at the White House. But being here tonight with people in my own business, I can honestly say how great it was being with the Pope and the presidents. Good night, Dean. Good night, everyone, and thank you very, very much.